I huff and puff and say, grow a spine. This is Sandra Tinglow with the lowdown on science. Most fish have scales, but not puffer fish. They traded theirs for spines, and for a good reason. When threatened, the pufferfish will puff out their spines to twice their normal size, a weird and unusual defense mechanism. So how did the pufferfish get its prickles? Takanori Shono from the University of Sheffield looked to young pufferfish to solve the mystery. He and colleagues tracked spine development from embryo to baby. The team suspected that certain genes control how the spines form, so they tagged those genes with colored dye to track where they were used. If the spines lit up, they knew that was the gene that controlled spine development. And guess what? Pufferfish are resourceful. They didn't evolve new genes to create spines. Instead, these crafty swimmers repurposed the same genes that make feathers on birds or hair on mammals. But they evolved to use those genes differently, growing spines, not feathers. I'm just glad cats evolved fur and not spines. Me, ouch!
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.